November 28. An inexhaustible storehouse for, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Colossians 2, 2 and 3. Said Christ, all things that the Father hath are mine. I and my Father are one. John 16, 15 and 10, 30. I appoint unto you a kingdom. Luke 22, 29. The Lord Jesus lays his hand upon the eternal throne of God with all the ease and assurance of one who rules and reigns. Putting on his head the crown of deity, he sits at the right hand of God and receives supreme honor as God. The glory he had before the world was. He distributes his gifts to all who by faith shall claim them. We have an inexhaustible storehouse, an ocean of love in the God of our salvation. He has placed in the hands of Christ all the treasures of the heavenly resources and says, all these are for man, in order to convince fallen sinful man of my love, and that for his happiness I am working and will work. The happiness of man is to know God and Jesus Christ whom he has sent. It was to make this vast treasure of all good available that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He sprinkled every gift with his own blood. The gift to our world in sending Jesus is an exhibition of his grace which God himself cannot surpass. But one thing is impossible with God, the power of eclipsing the greatness of his gift in showing his love for fallen man. Had God the Father come to our world and dwelt among us, humbling himself, veiling his glory that humanity might look upon him, the history that we have of the life of Christ would not have been changed. In every act of Jesus, in every lesson of his instruction, we are to see and hear and recognize God. In sight, in hearing, in effect, it is the voice and movements of the Father. But language seems to be so feeble, I refrain, and with John exclaim, behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. 1 John 3:1.